Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, November 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start in college basketball at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin center Frank Kaminsky had a night to remember as the Badgers beat North Dakota 103-85. Kaminsky with 43 points set the single game scoring record in Madison. First set by Ken Barnes in 1965 with 42 points, matched by Michael Finley in 1994. Kaminsky on fire, hit 16 of 19 shots from the floor. He was 6 for 6 from beyond the arc, and he had a feeling it might be a big evening.
When those first couple of shots went in, you know, I kind of said to myself, I'm feeling it. And I think I said it to Trey once on the court, and, you know, I just kept shooting it, kept going in.
Best basketball night ever?
I think this is top five. I'm not quite sure where yet. You know, I still got a lot of basketball games left in my career. So hopefully we can make some better memories than this one. But, you know, this is going to be up there.
Not number one?
No, not number one. That's to come when we win the Big Ten championship this year.
Touche. Sam Decker added 19 for the Badgers as they get to 4-0 on the season. Troy Huff led North Dakota with 37. Elsewhere in college hoops, it was DePaul over UW-Milwaukee, 80-71. Panthers dropped to 4-2 on the season. Second-ranked Louisville beat Hartford, 87-48. Number 3, Kansas, no trouble with Iona, 86-66. Number 4, Arizona beat Rhode Island, 87-59. Fifth-ranked Kentucky, a 105-76 rout of Texas Arlington. Sixth-ranked Duke struggled, though, with East Carolina. Had to put them away late, 83-74. Impressive win for number 9, Oklahoma State, 101-80 over 11th-ranked Memphis. To the NBA, where the Washington Wizards beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, 104-100. Bradley Beal leading with 25. Pistons over the Knicks, 92-86. Rodney Stuckey scoring 21. He says it was a collective effort at home.
I mean, defensively, you know, we did a good job. And, you know, offensively, we did a good job too as well, you know. So we just got to just keep building, man. It's one game, you know, got to go on the road, try to get this victory in Atlanta. You know, got to start winning some games on the road. You know, that's going to be important.
Well, the Heat beat the Hawks in Miami last night, 104-88. LeBron James with only 13, but Chris Bosh stepped up for 19.
Shots were just going in, that's all. I wish I could give you some complicated story, but I just wanted to get to my game early, be aggressive, and they went in, and that's really it.
The Houston Rockets beat the Boston Celtics 109-85. Terrence Jones with 24 leading Houston says he's getting used to this starting role.
I'm just getting more comfortable and I'm just more confident for my teammates and from the coaching staff.
And Sacramento beat Phoenix 107-104, scoring the final 10 points of the game. The Milwaukee Bucks, scuffling at 2-7, host the red-hot Portland Trailblazers, winners of 7 in a row. They'll come into the BMO Harris-Bradley Center with a 9-2 record for that tip-off on Wednesday night. To the National Hockey League, where the St. Louis Blues beat the Buffalo Sabres by a score of 4-1. Brandon Morrow with a couple of goals for the Blues, and he says, yeah, the Sabres were a tough out.
We drew a couple penalties. I think we got first one on the power play to make it 2-1, and then hung on from there because they were able to put a lot of pressure, throw some pucks at our net, and I think we gave up more shots than we normally do, and they came at us pretty hard. We found some breaks.
Toronto Maple Leafs beat the New York Islanders 5-2. Phil Kessel with a pair of goals. Flyers beat the Senators 5-2. It was Montreal 6-2 winners over the Minnesota Wild. Max Pacioretty with a hat trick for the Canadiens.
I think people notice it a little bit more when I score goals. And you look at those plays and, you know, could have had a couple others. But, you know, Davey and I are our chemistry is at a level where I think he knows where I'm going. So he can throw blind passes. And I think that's what happened tonight.
Boston Bruins get by the New York Rangers 2-1. Tuukka Rask busy in the nets with 43 saves. The Predators blank the Red Wings at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit 2-0. Marek Mezonik with 27 saves, his first career shutout. He said it wasn't that tough.
They don't have a lot of like goal opportunities today. It was, for me, a pretty easy game. We played, like, our defense was really good today. So it's, like I said, it was really easy game for me.
Colorado Avalanche ripped the Chicago Blackhawks 5-1. Edmonton 7-0 over Columbus. Florida gets by Vancouver 3-2 in a shootout. And the LA Kings beat the Tampa Bay Lightning by a score of 5-2 out in Los Angeles. Football this weekend, it's a border battle weekend starting Saturday as the Wisconsin Badgers travel to Minneapolis to take on the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin head coach Gary Anderson says this is a heck of a matchup of 2-8-2 teams.
To my calculations, there's 28 teams with 8 wins in the country, and 2 of them are playing each other, and 4 of them are in the Big Ten. So it's a great opportunity for us to be able to match up against a quality opponent this late in the year. And on top of that, have it be a rivalry game, something that all Badgers are fired up about.
Badgers trying to retain Paul Bunyan's axe in that one. And on Sunday, the Minnesotans are headed this way as the Vikings meet the Packers at Lambeau Field. Mike McCarthy's club has dropped 3 consecutive games, and he says it is go time.
Extremely important football game this week. It's a division game. It's a home game. We've had 2 home games get away from us. So, you know, part of the formula for success, obviously, in any football season is winning your home games. Our record is obviously 5-5. So, you know, we need to play better.
And it'll be Scott Tolzien making a second consecutive start at quarterback. Aaron Rodgers telling his Milwaukee radio show audience that he has got the pain under control, but the collarbone is still fractured. Just 16 days removed from the injury, Rodgers saying he would need at least 2 days of practice to get ready to play, and he's still not sure when that will be. In Major League Baseball, outfielder David Murphy leaving the Texas Rangers for the Cleveland Indians on a 2-year, $10 million free agent contract. Pitcher Josh Johnson leaving Toronto for San Diego, signing a 1-year, $8 million contract. Major League Soccer is expanding to Florida. The Orlando City Lions will become an expansion franchise. Club president Phil Rollins.
I think it shows that the community is coming of age. The city's coming of age. You know, we're a great city. We're a growing, thriving city. And we need 2 professional franchises.
The expansion announcement made in the same restaurant where the Orlando Magic were born in the NBA 30 years ago. The Lions will begin play in MLS when a new stadium is completed in 2015. And on the world soccer stage, 3 countries clinched berths in next year's World Cup in Brazil. Portugal knocking out Sweden 3-2 as Cristiano Ronaldo scoring a hat trick for the Portuguese. France closed it out over Ukraine. And Mexico beat New Zealand early Wednesday morning 4-2 to clinch a spot in Rio de Janeiro. The United States men's national soccer team has already clinched a berth in next year's World Cup. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.